Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Yevamos, and today we are learning Mishnayos Dalid and Hey. So Mishnah Dalid is going to talk about a fellow, a man who gets information that his wife had died, and then he goes and he marries her sister. Now the halacha is that you are allowed to marry your wife's sister after she dies, but you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister while she is alive. So Misha Halcha Yishtul Medina Siyam, a guy whose wife went to Medina Siyam, Ubo V'omer Lo Mesa Ishtucha, and people came, witnesses came and told him, your wife is dead. So he went and he married her sister, thinking that he's good to go because his wife is dead. And then his wife came back. So obviously she was not dead. So he can go back to the original wife. The original wife can go back to being married to him because she was alive. So sleeping with her sister was just an issur daraisa, but it doesn't answer her to his real wife, meaning normally when a person gets married to someone who's a chiyuv kares, they're not married. So marrying two sisters is a chiyuv kares, so the marriage to one to your wife's sister, it doesn't take effect at all, so they're not married at all. So therefore it's and obviously if a woman commits adultery, she becomes asura to her husband. A man commits adultery, you know, what we call committing adultery, does not become asura to his wife, so he can go back to the wife. Who mutter b'krovos shnia, and not only that, he's allowed to marry in the future the close relatives of the second woman, who meaning of the sister that he had married in the interim when he thought that his wife was dead. Ushnia mutaris b'krovav, and she's mutter to his relatives, meaning they were simply never married. So therefore, it's not a violation of marrying the relatives of your wife. V'mesa rishona mutter b'shnia, and if the first wife actually does die, whenever that happens, then he's allowed to go marry the second woman. Now another case, Amar lo mesa ishtecha, if Edom come and say your wife died, v'nasa esachosa, and he goes and he marries his sister, v'achar kach omru lo kayam esayis v'mesa, and later they tell him, ooh, when we told you your wife died, she was still alive at that time, but now she's dead. So Vlad Rishon, you know, we think of these cases as so unusual. When would that ever happen, that someone is going to be misinformed about the death of a relative? But we see with these hostages that the evil Hamas took, that there was information about some people that they were dead, and it turned out that they were alive and that they still had and that they were still being held in captivity, and vice versa as well. But so you can have these kinds of situations where information does not so clearly flow, and certainly in those days where there was not easy communication. So they tell this fellow his wife is dead, he goes and he marries his sister, and then they tell him she was alive at the time that we told you she's dead and you married her sister, but now she's really dead. So Vlad Rishon Mamzer, any child that she had with the wife's sister before the wife died is a Mamzer, Va'achronein Mamzer. But any child that he had with the wife's sister after the wife died, meaning is not a mamzer, because then it's he's no longer married to the first wife because she's dead already. Now the Mishnah taught us that a man who marries his wife's sister based on incorrect edus can go back to the original wife. Now that implies that even if the sister that he married becomes usher to return to her original husband because of this marriage, he's still allowed to go back to his original wife. Meaning if the wife's sister's husband had also gotten the Medina Siyam and she married her brother-in-law because she thought that her husband was dead and her husband then came back, she's not allowed to go back to him, right? But he is allowed to go back to his original wife. That's what our Mishnah has been saying up until now. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and he says, Kol shaposel al yidei acherim, any case that a man's second marriage causes that wife to become posel to others, meaning it ruins her marriage, she's asked to go back to her original husband, posel yidei atzma, would posel him to go back to his original wife. V'kol she'in posel yidei acherim, but in any case where it does not make the second wife asked to her original husband, eino posel yidei atzma, will not posel him from going back to his original wife. So Yeah, so according to Rabbi Yossi, if the wife went to Medina Siam, it's not always mutter for him to go back to her after he had married her, after he had married her her sister. Now, Mishnah Hey, a halach is a man is not allowed to marry his wife's sister, even if they're only half sisters, and it doesn't matter which half, whether they share a mother or they share a father. So Mishnah talks about what happens if a man married a number of half sisters, each one with the assumption that her sister had died already. So Amrlo Mesa Ishtacha, if a man's wife went to Medina Siam, and witnesses come and tell them, two Edom come and say, your wife died, Vinasa Achosa Me Aviha, and he marries her paternal sister, Mesa Vinasa Achosa Me Ima, then that second wife dies, and then he marries her maternal sister, Mesa Vinasa Achosa Me Aviha. His third wife then went to Medina Siam, and he heard that she had died, and he married her paternal sister, Mesa Vinasa Achosa Me Ima. Then a fourth wife went to Medina Siam, and he received word that she had died, and he married his fourth wife's maternal sister, Vinimtsu Kulan Kamas. And it turns out all four women who had gone to Medina Siam were really still alive. So Mutter Barishon B'Shlishus V'Chamishus, he's allowed to stay married to the first, the third, and the fifth, because the second one they were never really married, and therefore the third one is not a sister of anyone who's actually his wife. And it goes like that with every second one. Which makes the fourth one his actual wife, and then the fifth one is not his actual wife. How does that work? Meaning the first one was his actual wife, the second one was Asura to him, the third one was never really Asura to him, so he's allowed to stay married to her. Therefore, the fourth one is Asura to him, and the fifth one is not Asura to him, so he's allowed to stay married to her, because they're not the first and the third and the fifth are not sisters to each other at all, but the first is sisters with the second, and the second with the third, and the third with the fourth, and the fourth with the fifth. Upotros Tzorosehen, and she exempts her tzaros from any Yibum or Chalitza, because they're all really married to him. Vasar Bishniya Vervias, but he's not allowed to be married to the second or the fourth wives, because they're actually sisters of his wife. Ve'in Biasachas Men Poter Sarasa, and if he dies without any children, Yibum with a brother, with any one of them, does not pater the co-wives from Yibum or Chalitza. Now, another case where a man married the same five women, but in this case, the report of the first wife's death was actually true, and all the rest were false. Vimbal, Ashniya Lachar Misas Rishona, if the first wife actually died, and he married the second wife, Mutar Bashniya Baravis, then he's going to be allowed to stay married to the second and the fourth one, Upojo Sorosein, and they'll pater their tzaros from Yibum or Chalitza, Vasar Bashlish B'chamishas, then the third and the fifth wife will be asked to him, Vein Bias Achas Men Puter Sarasa, and Bia with any of them is not going to pater the tzaros, the co-wives who still are going to require Yibum Chalitza, because the third and the fifth one are not his actual wives. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dal, we said that if a man's wife goes to Medina Siam and the two Edom tell him that his wife had died and he marries her sister and then the wife shows up, he can go back to the original wife, and the second woman was never really his wife, so he's allowed to marry her Krovim and she's allowed to marry his Krovim. If the first wife dies, then he's allowed to marry the second wife, meaning if the first wife subsequently dies, he's allowed to actually marry the second wife. If they tell him his wife died and he married her sister, and then they tell him, oh wait, she was really alive when we told you she was dead, when we told you she had died, but now she's dead, so then any child that he had while she was still really alive, any child he had with the second wife is going to be a mamzer, but any child he had after she had already died is not going to be a mamzer. Now Rabbi Yossi said that any time by marrying the second wife, you're asering that second wife from ever going back to her husband, you're not going to be allowed to go back to your wife either. But any time it will not possibly go back to her husband, then the husband will be allowed to go back to his original wife. Then Mishnah Hay said that if they tell a guy his wife died, and then he marries her sister, and then they tell him that she died, and then he marries her. Meaning, then he marries again. Let's start again. They tell a guy his wife died, and so he marries her paternal sister. Then they tell him that that wife died and he marries her maternal sister. Then they tell him that that wife died and he marries her paternal sister. Then they tell him that that wife died and he marries her maternal sister. And it turns out nobody was dead. So he's really married to the first, third, and fifth women, and therefore they're going to exempt their tzaros from Yibum, and he's really usher to the second and the fourth women because they're the sisters of his wives, and having beer with one of them is not going to pater the tzaros from Yibum. However, if he was Boel, the second woman, after his first wife actually died, then the second and fourth wives are going to be the actual wives, and it will pater the tzaros, and the third and fifth wives are not the actual wives, and beer with them is not going to pater their tzaros. Okay, that's from tomorrow. We'll pick up with Perek Yod, Mishnah Vav.